Rich Dykstra is here. He is, you know him, Dykstra Home Services, Heating and Cooling. He's the Senior Vice President of Operations. Rich, I hope you're nice and cozy and warm.
Oh, you bet I am. Got a little fire going at home. I'm good to go.
Oh, but that's good. But, or is it? So here is question number one. And by the way, friends, if you have questions, 312-981-7200, you can call, you can text. So is having a cozy fire, nice fire, is that really, does that take warm air out of the room? Because then you have the damper.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so talk about that a little bit.
It's about as inefficient as you can get, but it makes you feel good. It takes a lot of heat out of your house. Yeah.
So not only does it take heat out of your house while the fire's actually going, but also then when the fire goes out, the damper's still open for a time. And then cold air either rushes in, right? Potentially.
Yeah, usually it doesn't come in. It just keeps going out. It keeps dragging heat out of the house and makes your furnace run more.
Well, that's not
good. Except for the room where the fire is. That's a nice and toasty one.
So if you live in that room, not a bad idea. Get some marshmallows. But otherwise...
Marshmallows?
Yeah, but otherwise with this kind of weather, that's probably not the best thing to do to warm up, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. It's a Christmas thing.
Well, it is.
Go along with it. Let's go.
I've no problem with that. We have fires going all the time. Wood burning. So.
Oh yeah.
Are there some?
What good is it if it's not wood burning?
I agree. So, are there some secrets that you can reveal right here, just between us, for keeping the house nice and cozy?
First thing is check your filter. This is like Groundhog Day for me, but make sure your filter's clean and your furnace. People don't think of that. And then put your fan at your thermostat. Put your fan in the on position. See, right now it's set in automatic so that when you get a call for heat, the furnace comes on, the blower comes on. When it heats off, the blower shuts off. Keep the blower on so it's constantly circulating air. It'll keep your house a lot warmer.
Okay, that's a good tip. Are there some things that we can do around the windows? Not having new windows, maybe you need them, but I mean, do right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had one window in a back room that the seal was kind of screwed up and was letting cold air in. I got that plastic shrink wrap. You put it over the window and you heat it up. You can't even see it's on there. They sell it at Ace. I'm sure all the box home improvement stores sell it, but it's a 3M product, and it's got like adhesive. You put it around the window and then heat it up with a blow dryer, and it just tightens up so you don't even know it's on there. And it completely stops any cold air from coming in.
That's great. What's it called?
It's a window seal.
So just ask the person at the store for a window.
You go and tell them you want to cover your windows with plastic, and they'll bring you right to it. It's a 3M product.
Oh, I know what. But those aren't those really a pain to put on?
Oh no, not at all. I thought it would be.
Okay.
And I'm not a kind of guy that does a lot of stuff myself. But
that's a surprise, really.
I did do that, and it was a piece of cake. It was a piece of cake.
Okay. Now, the more important question is, okay, April or May comes around. Is it easy to remove?
Oh, yeah. Just peels right off.
Okay. Questions.
Right off.
Lots of questions here for you from our text line, 312-981-7200. You can call or you can text. My bathtub now won't drain. Is this due to the change of temperature and the extreme cold?
No, it's probably has a hair clog.
It's got nothing to do with the cold weather.
Nothing to do with the cold weather. Unless in years past it's frozen, but it shouldn't have frozen so fast. You know.
How important is it to keep those pipes, water moving through those pipes?
If you have a history of pipes freezing, it's a good idea. Open up the doors under your vanities or under your kitchen sink, and just let a trickle of water go through if you had a history of it freezing. If you've never had a history of it freezing, you don't have to worry about it.
Really? So, but I'm thinking, don't you want to be preventive? I don't want people to waste water either, but isn't it better to be
preventive? If they've never had a problem with it freezing, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
What should I do about house humidity? What's the best percent to keep it set at? both so I can run my furnace most efficiently and also so for my comfort?
35 to 40% max is where you want it. 40% is the highest you want to go.
Why?
Any that, the wood will start, if you have wood floors, they'll start bowing a little bit. Your windows will have condensation all over them. So keep it set about 35. Now, if you see water on your window at 35, turn it down a little bit. Some homes are a lot tighter. They don't need a lot of humidity. Older homes naturally do because they leak like a sieve.
Yeah, I've got one of those. I have electric heat. I need hints too, says 630.
What's that?
Would the hints be any different if the person has electric heat as opposed to gas heat or radiator heat?
No different at all.
Okay, same information. Now, you were in the process when I interrupted you with these texts of offering hints. Do you have any more?
Make sure you get your furnace cleaned. Nothing bothers me more than when we get a senior citizen calls up at night with no heat. They've got overtime charges, and it's more expensive. We get out there, and the only problem was a dirty flame rod. It would have been taken care of on a clean and check. Please, 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 to avoid service calls, get your furnace clean once a year. You know, no matter who you use us, it's $89. But we'll go completely through it. But schedule that. You know, now it's naturally we're buried. Today we're buried. We're installing equipment, we're servicing equipment, so we wouldn't do a clean and check on a day like today. But in the fall, you start thinking about it in August, September, call in and book your clean and check.
And I suppose in August or September, there's right now, if you call or tomorrow or the next day or the next day, there's got to be a wait, right? However, if you're calling in August, I assume not so much.
We're wide open.
Yeah.
Wide open.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a lull in the year for us. So that's when we do all our preventative maintenance. And then if people call in for their cleaning checks, it's the best time. Okay. And for new equipment, too, it's the best time to get it.
I have a new home, writes 815, with a built-in humidifier on the furnace. The humidistat reads and adjusts from the basement. So can I have it turned up high in order to get it turned on, because it's reading from down there? Is that a better solution?
No, it's not. It's reading from the, it's tied into the, I'm sure it's the humidistat is mounted on the cold air return, so it's sensing the air coming back from the house. If you set it up to high, it doesn't go any faster. Set it at 35%, and if it needs it, it'll run. Turning it up all the way doesn't make it humidify faster.
Okay, so aside from the furnace, are there some other things we can do? Here's something that comes to my mind. If you have ceiling fans, to use those, do they really help? And do you want those to go clockwise or counterclockwise?
You want them to be, I'm not sure if it's clockwise or counterclockwise. What you want is it to be pulling air up. It pulls the air up, and then the hot air comes down around the outside walls. You don't want it blowing down. You want it, you know, pulling up to the ceiling.
How about those? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. That's, go ahead.
What about those space heaters? Are they safe? The ones, I'm not talking about one that's 40 years old, and people do have those still. So what if you do have one that's 40 years old, but are the current ones sold at big box stores and such safe, and do they do any good?
Well, I mean, they're a space heater. They'll only heat a space. They're not going to heat your whole house. And they're safe as long as you keep combustibles away from them. Actually, the 40-year-old gas space heaters, those just keep chugging along. They'll go for another 40 years. You want to have them checked out, make sure they're okay. But those, and they still sell those too, by the way, the old-time space heaters. We install them probably a dozen or two a year.
Okay. I love this text. It's very difficult to understand the woman on TV now. What? I don't typically read those texts, Rich, that don't make any sense, but I thought I'd read that one. We're on the radio.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You get those. Yes, I do get those. Standing in this seat is sometimes really interesting. But we do have some more texts that are worthy of your attention. And if you don't mind holding through a few commercials, we can Okay, so we can get to those. We're talking to Rich Dykstra, Dykstra Home Services Heating and Cooling, Senior Vice President of Operations. This is WGN. I'm Steve Dale here for King John Williams. My guest is Rich Dykstra of Dykstra Home Services Heating and Cooling, Senior Vice President of Operations. Hi, Rich. So I have some more questions, lots more questions, 312-981-7200. I have gas for my family room. I don't know. I think they're leaving out some words there. I don't know what that means. I have gas in my family room. I am a senior with a smaller house, the thermostat in the family room. So when I run the fireplace, it shuts off the heat for the rest of the house, which is fine with me. But that's more costly, I'm afraid. Can you follow that?
Well, it's more costly if your wife complains about it. I had to move my thermostat out of the family room onto another wall because it was doing the exact same thing, shutting off the heat for the rest of the house.
Okay.
So I was not popular when I had fires going.
All right. We have a call here from Ray, and Ray, you're on WGN. Hi.
Yes, good morning. Quick question for Rich. I've got a two-year-old humidifier on my furnace. I was checking it the other day, and I opened it up and noticed that there's a little bit of mold in the filter as well as in the water that's in the trough. You know, not a lot, just a little. I'm kind of wondering, is that something I need to clean up immediately, or can I let it go and eventually get to that?
No, you want to get that pad out of there because that's everything goes through that pad. At least get a new pad put in it. And it's like it's a mold, but it'll clean up. It usually wipes right off. It shouldn't be that big a deal to clean it up. But you definitely have to change that evaporator pad every year. Don't let it go through. It'll get like a rock and won't do a thing for you.
And can I just clean it off now, for example, with just regular water or cloth? Or
No, because what it'll do, it has a treatment on it that the water travels through it. And if you put like CLR or something on it or white vinegar to descale it, you defeat the whole pad. I mean, they're like, at Home Depot, they're like $10. Or at Ace Hardware, you can pick them up. To any hardware store will have it. I'd recommend replacing it. Don't clean it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ray.
You're welcome. Have a good Christmas.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ray.
Stay tuned.
I appreciate the call. Merry Christmas to you. It's from 708. I just want to say I had Dykstra out at my house this past fall, and they were awesome! Punctual, polite, helpful, kind. The adjectives continue, and they're pricing better than anyone else's. I'm comfortable today because of them. Signed by your wife. No, that part isn't true, but that's very nice. Here's one that I agree with, and it's kind of what I was saying before. 3M film is great at preventing air from coming in, but it's beastly to measure and attach. I think it's better to do this job with two people. And I've done that back in the place now. It may be easier now because it's been me 25 years, so it might be easier. But way back when, at a place I lived in, we did that, you know, for our windows. We used this 3M stuff, and it was difficult to put up. But maybe it's easier now, Rich.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
It is easier. But if you have a big window, you definitely want to have two people. Make life a lot easier for you.
Okay. Understand what Rich is saying. However, unless I turn the humidifier way up, it does not kick on at all. And then the house becomes dry.
No, it will. Trust me. Now the furnace will be running more, so it's sensing the air coming back. If you set it at 35% and you change the pad once a year, the humidity will come.
What about using another text? 312-981-7200. We have time for some more if you'd like. What if I use one of those portable humidifiers is another question.
Yeah, they work fine for a room. Like if you want to put it in your bedroom when you sleep at night, that's fine. You know, there's a pain in the tail because you got to keep filling them up. And then they get like an algae in them. You got to clean them out. But it's, no, they'll definitely do a good job for you, like for a bedroom or a family room or something like that. Again, it won't do the whole home.
Is there anything you should do with the shades? Here's what I mean. So today's not a sunny day. So are you keeping heat in, preventing some cold air from coming in? If you close the blinds, the shades, the curtains, whatever you have, especially on a day like today. But what if, so that's part one. I have the two-parter here, Rich. Part two is if it's sunny out but very cold out, is there any benefit to letting the sun come in, or are you still letting so much cold air coming in?
Well, you shouldn't have any cold air coming in. If you do, you need new windows. It'll feel cold, but I think if you have a leaker like a patio door or something, and you have a heavy curtain you can pull over, yeah, that would be fine. As far as the sun, you can leave it. If the sun is out, you definitely will pick up a little bit of heat off of it, but not much this time of year.
But what if it's warmer out, like 30 or 40 degrees? Then are you getting more benefit?
Oh yeah, you bet. You bet. Leave it open. Leave your blinds open.
And can you arrange the sun to come out more often than it's been?
I've tried that, but I just can't seem to master it.
You know, what have we had in the past 3 weeks? Like two sunny days, something like that?
I know, it's been awful.
I know. So we have about a minute and a half left here. Do you have any other tips for folks?
Just, again, change your filters on the furnace and the humidifier. And if you haven't had your furnace cleaned yet, give a call. We'll get you scheduled. It won't be in the next 2 days, but definitely we can. We'll get you fit in. You want to take care of that equipment. It's very expensive to replace.
All right, I'll ask one more question here because, I mean, people, they don't know when I have to break for commercial, so I understand. So I'm going to get this in. My window has frost on the inside. What does that mean, and can I put the plastic insulation up now?
What you want, what that means is you got either an air leak or you've got too much humidity. Put a fan on it before you do put any plastic up over it and get it all dried off real well. And then once you put the plastic up, it won't happen again.
How do you?
You won't have frost anymore.
And if you don't have a fan, not everyone does. Is there any other way to?
Well, fold up a piece of paper and just fold back and forth the whole time with a fan.
Go old school. What about scraping it off?
Yeah, you can scrape it off if you want.
Okay.
And that'll do it. But it should pretty much melt right away. If you have sometimes when you have blinds up, you'll get ice on it or condensation. But as soon as you open it up and the warm air from the room hits it, it usually will dry off. You can also use a blow dryer if you want.
That's a great idea. You know, replay some of the jokes I mentioned earlier in the show because they will melt anything, those jokes. Rich Dykstra, Dykstra Home Services Heating and Cooling, Senior Vice President of Operations. Thank you so much for all of the advice that you've given us, and you can bill us for the money you've saved us.
There you go. They can get a hold of us at WGNHeatingGuy.com.
All right, WGNHeatingGuy.com. That is easy to remember. Thank you so much, Rich. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
That we didn't get to?
What?
Have somebody send them to me.
Oh.
I'll call them.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks, Rich.
Take it easy now. Merry Christmas.